The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sorry, I missed your show this morning.
Let's catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Todd, when you had your colonoscopy, did they find a fly in your butthole?
No, it was, I forget what rodent.
It was a grizzly bear that one time, wasn't it?
It was a rodent that was not native to this country. It came off, fell off a train.
Yeah.
And somehow the dogs got a hold of it and brought it into the house, and then it crawled inside me.
That was your bit. That's right. Yeah. Yeah. It crawled inside me. A Missouri man, I guess. They found a fully intact, alive fly in his colon.
Yes. How did it live? That's part
of
the mystery.
Well, there's poop up there, so that's where flies are.
Yeah, he's got plenty to eat. And,
there's a lot around my Cologuard. There was a lot of flies around my Cologuard box by the time I dropped that thing off.
Well, there's probably air inside your colon, and the fly is kind of small.
That's where the farts live.
Yeah, you do fart. Yeah.
Right,
so. Did it live in a fart?
Doesn't require a big amount of oxygen.
Flies on S is a term, by the way, for a reason. So they have no problem with the smell, obviously.
Yeah, but on and in are two different things.
Yeah, how to crawl up there?
Well, the working theory is that it might have been due to.
Was he riding a motorcycle and swallowed it?
It actually came in from the other end. They think that ate some contaminated lettuce the day before his appointment.
Oh, no.
And the fly was alive?
That may have.
Are flies obviously eggs, right?
It might have been a larva of some sort.
I don't think the fly gets burned like a mammal.
Oh, so it was born inside him.
Yeah, that's it.
It was contaminated with flies?
Well, yeah, it says
larva.
With the larva.
Yeah, that's so gross.
In rare cases, flies have laid eggs in fruits and vegetables and then have survived in the stomach acid and hatched in the intestines.
And that,
right.
This is the kind of hypochondriacs, that's going to be crazy.
We love doing first thing in the morning. Do a nice breakfast of flies.
Yeah, I had some wilted lettuce the other day because I still wanted lettuce on my sandwich, so I said, hell with it.
Enjoy your bowl of larvae this morning.
Yeah.
Somebody's having oatmeal right now, and larvae can hide right in oatmeal.
Oh, yeah. I can see it.
Looks like it.
Right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy said that.
Stare your oatmeal for a while. It'll move. Be careful, man.
The evening before his fast, he had pizza and lettuce and said he doesn't recall eating anything, but the lettuce more than likely had some sort of fly egg in
it. Now, first of all, why were they up his colon then to look for it? Did he have a colonoscopy?
He was having a colonoscopy.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're clean except we found a fly.
Yeah. Basically.
Oh.
I'm reminded of our friend Tony's old line. Why you put lettuce on that?
when he played the fat chick on the show.
Pizza
and one of our popular characters, Tony,
lettuce.
Is the fat chick.
He may have had a salad with his pizza.
Maybe so.
Yes. Many pizza places do have a salad bar as well.
Taco pizza could have lettuce on the pizza.
Well, they
should have said, it does. Right. It does. You're right.
They should have said lettuce.
I love a taco
salad
pizza.
Because lettuce is not salad. Lettuce is just lettuce.
Yeah, but that's where they think that the fly came from.
That's why I don't eat lettuce, because it's full of larvae.
Yeah, but lettuce on a sandwich is kind of I like lettuce on a sandwich.
Oh, I prefer like a spinach or kale, something with nutrition, something that's not all water.
Yeah, I'll take lettuce.
It's the bite, man. It's the bite.
Yep.
You know,
little crunch.
Crisp lettuce is great, right?
Apparently,
what do you put on a BLT?
Right.
Well, that kale can be pretty crisp.
Put kale on a
BLK,
BLT?
Man.
What?
Or a BKL.
Yeah,
I like romaine. No, I said generally.
BS.
Not a lettuce fan. Romaine's
you don't
okay.
like ketchup or lettuce, man. Get out of here. Yeah,
you're just un-American.
You're one of those, what we used to call a friend of ours, you're a contrarian when it comes to that.
Yeah, when it comes
who
to that.
Who doesn't like lettuce?
Yeah. But my
yeah, what about a spring mix?
Who doesn't like lettuce? Come on.
Like radicchio, romaine lettuce, just that iceberg lettuce.
Whatever, you might as well lettuce, man.
You might as well just pour some water on your salad.
Iceberg lettuce.
Yeah,
has
but you know what? You wouldn't put that on just like a deli sandwich?
Oh, I don't hate it. I just don't put it on much. If kale's available, if spinach is available, I will use that.
I noticed the spring mix doesn't keep as long.
No.
Obviously,
there's larvae on it, right?
Right. And by the way, there's actually a whole medical condition.
What if it's other things? What if you had like a spider egg and does that grow in your butthole?
Only butthole?
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to have to go to some third world countries and start doing colonoscopies and see what we find.
Intestinal miasis?
Miasis?
Yeah.
No.
M-Y-I-A-S-I-S.
Intestinal miasis.
Your miasis. Yeah.
That's actually the condition known when flies and their larvae infest the human intestines.
Man,
somebody is eating this morning right
now.
Well,
you've got to figure that happens in some third world countries.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't
do people just eat larvae. That's their only meal of the day.
Their daily meal is their cleanse,
right,
I'm sure.
A bowl of larvae.
Yeah, that's okay. You just pray and they'll get food, eventually. Yeah.
Oh, no, that's their problem with a lot of the third world countries. They don't have God.
Oh,
so we have to send people over there to tell them about God and bang all their women and then tell them about God.
Is that why his plan just kind of asses on them?
Oh, man.
Don't get me started on that, man. I saw a story last night. It just drove me freaking crazy. It was the tornado stuff where it was killing some people. And this guy and his wife and his kid hid in a bathtub and started. And this is the nightly news. They go, and they survived it, but their house was just gone. And we were just in there praying to Jesus. And then the very next line in the story was 100 yards away, a lady and her 2-year-old daughter dead. And I yell at the TV. I said, I didn't pray to Jesus, apparently. My wife said to the kitchen, what are you talking about? I said, don't worry about it.
Why does she even ask you those things anymore?
We won't know, will we?
They didn't pray, man.
Yeah, in this
they
story.
Obviously.
They died. The 2-year-old just died, man, in a tornado, man.
Yeah. Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I'll make your breakfast even better here in this story about the fly. It says a case that it's very rare, they say, but it does happen. A reported case in the 1980s, a 12-month-old girl, some would say 1 year, in Washington State.
12-month-old
girl. That's the way they wrote it right here.
That's dumb. Maybe she was 12 months and a half,
Washington State, taken to doctors after her mother saw, quote, moving worms in her stool.
Oh.
I love the moving worms.
Not seen in any of the other family members' poop. And investigate.
She had to go search for it. Well, nobody else poop right now. We're going to look.
Yeah.
Think about it. That's what you had to do, man.
They figured out that the child had been fed over-ripened bananas that were kept hanging in a wire basket in the kitchen, which was a magnet for flies.
Oh,
gross.
Man. Sometimes if a banana goes sort of bad, I'll just throw it into a smoothie.
Well,
I never thought about that.
At that point, you're probably blending the fly maggots that are in the banana, so I really
maybe they're not
going to
grow in my butt. Yeah,
yeah, but if you're out in the wild, don't you want to? You probably want to cook them, though. Wouldn't fly maggots be like protein? If you were starving, wouldn't you want to eat some fly maggots?
Yeah, I'd rather die.
Yeah, some of those maggots and grubs they say you can eat, but I think fly maggots are pretty small. You're not going to get much out of those.
No,
yeah.
You'd need a whole mess of them.
Yeah.
And you probably got to cook them up. It'd probably be a good idea to put them over a fire.
Usually those survival shows, when they go to the grubs and stuff, they're breaking open and finding these big, juicy,
big ones,
you know,
right.
That are kind of a bite on their ends. And you're right, Todd, sometimes they will throw them in like a frying pan or something, just, you know, crisp them up a little bit.
You don't want
saute them, if you will.
You don't want Nick cooking over the fire, though, because he'd just burn the hell
out
of them.
Those. Yeah.
Let's hope somebody is slicing up a banana into some oatmeal right now.
Somebody
we'll take that call, you know.
I'll do that with
that.
Bananas, too, but if they're too mushy, I won't, like, I like to cut them up into Cheerios, but if it's too mushy, I won't do that.
No, yeah, the mushy ones you wouldn't put in Cheerios, but once again, I've had bananas that are kind of brown, not totally brown. And I'll just throw them into a smoothie. Well, they're still good for you. But my wife makes banana bread with the bread. I forgot about that.
That's so good. Banana bread right out of the oven.
When those things start
to
go bad, you make banana bread. In fact, that's the way you want to make it out of those, I believe, right? Okay.
But is there any way to recreate that once it's out of the oven, just to kind of like get that crisp around the outside?
Great question, Nick.
It is the best part.
Man. There's your next.
Because if you put it in the air fryer, it's going to, you know, air fry the whole thing.
Hold the whole bear, right? Yeah.
I think that's one of those.
Now
things
I want some banana bread. I haven't had that in a while.
Yeah, I do need something new to talk about. I put out a new episode of that. And I was like, this won't be as long as the last one because I was just rambling about Kiss. Then it's like it's over an hour. Like chips are the main focus. Just chips.
Where can people find that podcast?
A next window, please. Where most places you'd find that stuff.
Got it.
So you want the banana bread crispy on the outside?
Yeah, right. Yeah. When it first comes out of the oven, there's
a little crusty on the around the edges. Oh yeah,
my wife will make like mini muffins too. Like, we've got a pan, just, you know, wild berry or whatever. And there's a big difference when those first come out of the oven.
I'm guessing the cooking would kill the larvae, right?
Yeah, in that case.
It's still going to be, like, the same consistency, though.
You're
not going to notice them.
Yeah.
You'll say, what are those little nuts they put in that banana bread?
Whatever. Your choice. Yeah.
Can be anything.
That could be larvae you're biting into. I want to mess up everybody's meal this morning.
But that'd be a really tough
but
bug.
To Nick's point, at our house, when a loaf of banana bread comes out, the first thing that happens is both ends get cut off because that's where all that nice crusty stuff is.
And who gets that?
Oh, yeah. You want the heel
all
of that loaf
crusty
of bread.
Yeah, the heel of the bread of a banana bread is the best part.
I'm with you on that. That's good stuff, man.
And whoever's fastest gets those, generally.
Right. Yeah. Or the biggest, right? Whoever wins that one.
Yeah.
Wins that battle. Shut up.
You'd
starving.
Like to think.
All right. If you're eating oatmeal with bananas cut in and you said you'd push it away and said, I'm going to have some banana bread instead, and we told that, you said, we screwed all your meals up there.
Yeah. There might be flies in your colon.
Right.
You never
I
know.
I love the fact that that chick had to go check everybody else in the house poo to make sure everybody wasn't pooping something that moved.
Yeah.
That's a
grandma,
bad day.
Get in here. And grandma lives with them. Let's check your diaper.
But we're all going to go enjoy a bowl of maggots. I'm sure there's somewhere in the vicinity that has a bowl of maggots they can serve.
No.
And y'all do the same. Enjoy your maggots. Good for you.
Eat all your breakfast to move.
Eat your maggots.
Something to say? Want to share an embarrassing story about you or someone you love? Give us a call at 877-931-4TNT.
Hello!
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Have you ever wondered how to say good morning in Italian? Or what is goodbye in French? You can ask Alexa. Just say, what is happy birthday in German? Or, how do you say hello in Japanese? Do you want to know how to say I love you in Spanish? Ask Alexa and start learning a new language today.